November 23, Cornwall Council decided to devolve lots of its assets to try to consolidate its portfolio and achieve best value for some of those assets. And included in that is a whole list of car parks that were underperforming, and we felt that due to the way that we were managing the car parks, they could be managed better by devolving those car parks, not selling them off, devolving them to our sister company, Cormac, who can then operate them in a more efficient manner. And we had two test cases, Towan Headland and New Polzeth, which showed that if Cormac were to run those car parks, it solves quite a lot of the issues that some of those car parks were having and raises extra revenue, while at the same time maintaining the same charges that those car parks had previously.
So are you saying it's more than just about revenue? It's because of more complex problems. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think Cornwall Council hasn't got the money to invest in these car parks. We just simply don't have. What we found with the car parks that we've changed over and managed better, it allows them to operate more smoothly. More people go in, more people go out during the day. Everyone who uses them now has to pay, where we found previously that wasn't happening. And it also allows the park, more importantly, this is the most important thing, is our parking attendants, instead of having to drive to a car park which is out of the way, they can focus their efforts on problem and nuisance parking in the town centres, which my email inbox is full of. I get loads of complaints about inconsiderate parking across Newquay, which I report. However, what this will do, it will allow the parking attendants to focus on that troublesome parking in town.
One of the biggest concerns, and we've spoken to people who've expressed concern about this, is about the use of AMPR. Now, Cornwall Council, and it's with the by owning car parks, cannot use AMPR, whereas by handing the car parks to arm's length companies of Cornwall Council, you can get private operators in to use AMPR, which I'm sure means more revenue for the council. We've been told by people, many people, this is anecdotal, that they don't go to Little Fistral anymore because of AMPR. They're put off. There's concerns being expressed locally about the impact it will have on tourism and the negative PR around AMPR. We only have to look at the main Fistral car park. I know it's not Cornwall Council, but AMPR clearly isn't popular. Is that the right direction for Cornwall Council to go in?
I think I share the concerns with AMPR. We all hear horror stories from certain type of operators who use AMPR across Cornwall. What I can reassure people is that Cornwall Council has its reputation to think of, and we would not use a company unless that company was very sympathetic to the existing parking regime and charges that have been implemented by Cornwall Council. So any operator that operates on behalf of Cormac or Cornwall Council will have it very firmly written into any contract about the way that they operate, about the way that they interpret the rules and how they issue tickets, because it's not in anyone's interest that we get a really aggressive operator of these car parks, and I'm determined to do that. So I know that me and my fellow Newquay councillors have said we want winter charging to remain. We want overnight parking in these future car parks to remain as well, and the charging structure to remain exactly the same. And also on top of that we are aware that there is some individual arrangements with some of these car parks with the local residents, and we want those to remain as well. So we're very, very clear that any operator of AMPR in these car parks will have to follow a lot more strictly the rules that we ask them to follow. We do not want a situation where you quite rightly mentioned some of the operators across Newquay use the AMPR very, very rigorously and very aggressively. These car parks will not be operated in that same way.
On the subject of parking fees then, so what mechanisms can you put in place to ensure that the tariffs in these car parks that are divested to your arm's length companies are parallel? Because I know the group Sort It Out, Don't Sell It Off, one of their key points is that it will lead to higher parking fees. They claim that private operators are likely to increase fees, pricing locals and tourists out. Is that the case? And can you stop that from happening?
So this Facebook campaign group that's appeared out of nowhere, which is being run by the Labour Party, is full of misinformation. Any charges that a private operator will use will be in conjunction with the same charges that Cornwall Council set. It's part of the contract. They are not allowed to go away and start raising prices here, there and everywhere, because at the end of the day, any of the revenue that is generated from those car parks goes straight to Cornwall Council. So a private operator is not interested if we charge £1 a day or £100 a day. They don't receive any of that. They only receive any money from people who choose not to pay and therefore get a ticket. So the controls, the pricing is totally down to Cornwall Council and Cormac about how much is charged. They only receive any money if people choose not to pay and then issued with a ticket.
Would Cornwall Council get any of that revenue from fines?
No. What Cornwall Council receives is 100% of the revenue. A private operator will invest in the infrastructure, invest in the car park, and make sure it's in a lot better condition than it was. I know the private operator who does Little Fistral and New Paul's F, I think they spent £80,000 at Little Fistral and £60,000 up at New Paul's F. This is the, you know, again, part of the reason we can do it. Cornwall Council hasn't got that money to invest in the infrastructure and upgrading and updating the car parks. A private operator will do that.
What's the next step for this then?
The consultation will take place. People will look at the consultation. Well, the officers will look at the results of the consultation and then make a final decision on whether to proceed with the full 25 or maybe one or two will be removed for technical reasons. And they will take into consideration what the consultation has said. So I'm very keen to ensure there's a couple of key points in my red lines are winter charging remains in place where applicable. Overnight parking, if it's free at the moment, stays free. And the charges remain in line with what Cornwall Council are charging across the other council car parks as well. So they're my red lines anyway, and I'll feed that back into the consultation as well. But it's simply to say that we're selling them off. We're not selling them off. We're leasing them to one of our own companies. And to say that private parking companies are going to be running rife, it's just complete and utter misinformation made from a political viewpoint by a political party who are trying to, obviously with elections in May, they're trying to stir up as much trouble as they can.